98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport podcast.
Now, the Rugby World Cup is getting ever closer. Ireland began their summer warm-up games with a win over Italy at the Aviva last weekend. Next up, it's England at Twickenham next Saturday before back-to-back games against Wales. Joe Schmidt will begin his last ever tournament in charge of Ireland with the World Cup opener against Scotland in Japan on September 22nd before further pool games against the host Japan, Russia and Samoa. Now, Munster and Ireland man Peter O'Mahony was announced as the Marks and Spencer's first ever Irish sport ambassador this week, and he's been looking ahead to the World Cup with our Oisín Langan.
It's hugely exciting. You know, get to do the training that we're doing, the guys that I'm training with, caliber of players. It's really enjoyable competitiveness. We're really pushing each other hard over the last 7-8 weeks, and it's been really exciting and enjoyable to be around.
Like you say, you've been in camp for quite some time with a few breaks, obviously, but now you've started to play matches. You have the warm up games. How good is that? Does it kind of make things more real, and does it bring a bit of freshness as well? Because as a player, you want to just play rugby. You don't want to be just training all the time.
Yeah, it is. It certainly is light at the end of the tunnel. It's pre-season's been difficult. It's been a difficult slog. It's been really, it's been really exciting as well, though, I have to say. But it's nice to get to the point where there's games there, and there's the carrot of big test matches at the end of it. If you're selected to play in one of these next few games, it's great to be back around to game time.
Now, looking ahead to the World Cup, obviously you'll want to make an impact, but last season's Six Nations, it wasn't ideal, but I would suggest there's a positive there, because every time you have maybe you had a disappointment under Joe, you've bounced straight back, you've reacted. Do you feel like you're reacting? Do you feel like there's something positive coming?
Yeah, look, we always review, and I've always said that you get your best learnings out of games you've lost rather than games and tournaments you've won, and we've certainly reviewed last year's Six Nations, and of course we want to kick on. We want to take those lessons and implement fixes and build on stuff that we've been doing very well to now. Guys are hungry, and guys want to go out and perform for Ireland. That's the most important thing, and it'd be great to get an opportunity to do that over the next few weeks.
And you certainly will get that opportunity. It starts with a big one. It starts with the game against Scotland. Is that the ideal situation? Because sometimes with these tournaments, you start with games that are essentially no win because you're expected to win and win by a distance. But this one, this will be tough, this will be tight. And in some ways, that maybe is a good way to start.
You're jumping a touch ahead. I'd imagine our coaching staff and all that have done a huge amount of work on them. And, obviously they're a quality team, but from a player's point of view, we've had the 8 weeks. The boys have had Italy at the weekend. We've 2 weeks to go now to lead into Twickenham, playing England, Twickenham, and that's firmly our focus as a playing point of view is to get over there and put a good performance down in Twickenham and build on that Italian performance, which was very good.
That's actually a really good point you've raised there. As fans and press, maybe we're allowed to get excited and look ahead, but you guys, you can't do that, can you? Is that difficult to do, to focus game by game, week by week, when something so big is on the horizon?
I don't think so. I think we've learned over the last however many years, 5 or 6 years under Joe, it's very, very much game to game basis, and that's for me, rather than looking way down the line, I find it easier to focus on this week's training. And obviously we're going to Portugal tomorrow, some big week's training in that week, tapering off then for such a big international against England. It's nice to have short term stuff for me rather than looking too far down the line, and that's something that we've brought in since Joe's come in.
And what are your kind of personal goals in the next week or two leading into that game against England? Or do you have a series of boxes that you like to tick?
You want to get involved in training. You want to train as well as you can. You want to enjoy the crack. It's incredibly enjoyable environment to be around at the moment. And, spending time with guys who you have a huge amount of respect for, huge amount of time for, enjoy being in their company. It's great crack to be involved, and it's a great environment to to grow in and to learn off each other and to enjoy in general. And I really enjoyed the last few weeks, and hopefully touch wood, stay fit, enjoy the summer series and the hopefully the few weeks beyond, you know, pending selection.
Yeah, that's Munster and Ireland man Peter O'Mahony, Marks & Spencer's first ever Irish sport ambassador, announced this week speaking to Oisín Langan. Now continuing our build up to the big kickoff on September 22nd, what do Ireland legends Brian O'Driscoll and Ronan O'Gara think of our chances of glory, and what are the aims for the rest of these warm-up games?
With our better team out, I think, you know, we'll get some wins in the... Certainly, I would hope at least one win. You'd hope two out of the next three, but it might only be one. But that's not the end of the world either. It's about getting game time, about keeping guys fit for the Scotland game, not losing any more bodies.
Yeah,
that's the real focus.
Trying to get them into the form that they need.
Because
they're,
do you know what they're getting? They're getting such a tough run of it at training. You know, I'm not so worried about actually what we get to see. They're doing so much brilliant work at training that they'll be happy enough if they can keep that injury list down.
The pressure definitely has come off from a public expectation point of view, but I don't think it's changed dramatically from a player perspective. They feel they're not going into it to try and get to a semi-final. They're definitely going to try and win it. And they can win it, but they need a lot to go right for them. I think a really important aspect is that in every other World Cup before this one, that we had beaten almost every team, but not every team. And we have beaten every Tier 1 team in the last 2 years that's come across us. So what that does for your mentality going into a tournament is that you don't have to do something that no other Irish side has done before. And I think that definitely throws the shackles off a little bit and you're able to not, you know, you're not looking to finals, you're very much living in the moment, win the group, and then you've got the quarterfinal of all quarterfinals.
I just find it so exciting, you know what I mean? It would absolutely be brilliant to actually spend a bit of time in the camp or get in there. I just think it's never been so open in the history of a World Cup and the build-up. I think there's everything to play for. I genuinely believe that. I think it's just such an opportunity. It would be so good to be involved.
98 FM's Now That's What I Call Sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98 FM.